This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Full faith and credit, the explicit promise of a currency to reflect financial reality. Europe gets real in Brussels over the future of the euro. Is the U.S. rooting for or against those euros? On this Thursday, December 8th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
The U.S. dollar once competed with the euro, but now the euro has serious problems and may not survive the eurozone financial crisis. Where does the U.S. stand on this one? Also, Mumia Abu-Jamal, convict, inmate, pop culture symbol, political prisoner, journalist, no longer faces the death penalty after a ruling in Philadelphia. And extending Sesame Street a few more blocks to Kabul, Afghanistan. A lot of you are talking about the decision by the Obama administration this week to promote gay rights as human rights around the world. Ben from Cleveland sent us this. Wait, this is the guy who opposes equal gay marriage rights in the United States, and he's now looking for other countries to grant gay rights? I'm confused. Your reaction. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. We begin with the top headlines.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is accusing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton of deliberately signaling, those are Putin's words, the protesters in the recent parliamentary elections. He claims Clinton gave a signal to his opponents to begin the unrest. Hundreds have so far been arrested in three straight days of protests.
European leaders meet in Brussels today for a two-day summit on the continent's debt crisis. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, German Chancellor Angela Merkel hope to get other nations on board to rewrite the EU treaties. But some, like Ireland's Minister for European Affairs, say a treaty rewrite won't be enough.
We don't see treaty change or any amendment, for that matter, as being an immediate solution.
Amidst the turmoil, the ratings agency Standard & Poor's says it's put the EU's credit rating on watch. The S&P will consider whether to downgrade its rating after the summit concludes on Friday. Earlier this week, the agency put 17 individual European countries on similar notice. More about that in just a few minutes.
Former New Jersey Governor John Corzine testifies before the House today about his role in the failure of brokerage firm MF Global. Lawmakers and regulators are trying to find out what happened to nearly $1.2 billion in customers' funds that went missing when MF Global went bankrupt on Halloween.
County prosecutors in New York say they cannot charge Syracuse University's ex-assistant basketball coach for sexual abuse. Three victims have accused Bernie Fine of abusing them as children. But Onondaga County DA William Fitzpatrick says the five-year statute of limitations expired on two of the charges.
I can't bring Bernie Fine to justice for what he did to Bobby Davis and Mike Lang. And if there's other victims out there, we'll certainly pursue them.
A third victim's claims, however, are within the federal statute of limitations, so that case is still pending.
And some good news, at least from our producer and gamer, Leo. After getting near heart failure when game designer Shigeru Miyamoto told Wire magazine that he wanted to retire and pass the torch to younger designers, Nintendo has now dismissed those reports that this man who's behind The Legend of Zelda and Super Mario Brothers will step down anytime soon. Nintendo says it was all a misunderstanding and that, in fact, Miyamoto wants to train the next generation, not pass the torch.
We're still in the Miyamoto era, that's for
we
sure.
Are.
Asian markets closed down this morning. European markets mostly down. Wall Street futures are flat now. The Dow starts at 12,196. The S&P begins trading at 1,261. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,649. Coming up in a few minutes, EU leaders meeting in Brussels in what many hope will be a turning point in the eurozone crisis, but it could also be a referendum on the euro itself. From the U.S. perspective, is this currency worth saving? Throughout the show, we want to hear your thoughts on the Occupy Wall Street movement as well. In the face of police crackdowns and cold weather, what specific steps do you think the movement should be taking next?
Hello, this is John Manrique calling from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And my recommendation to the Occupy movement as far as going forward is I think the leaders of this group from around the country should collectively come up with two or three specific and essential legislative political programs by 2012.
Manrique calls us once a week.
He does.
He wants his own show, I think.
Give us
your take
Maybe
on the Occupy Wall Street movement. Are there constructive steps they should be taking, those protesters, or are they done for? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or log on to thetakeaway.org to share your thoughts.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.